Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you can see this morning, we are set out in a slightly different arrangement. There's tables, that's so that you can write things down today, and you can doodle, and you can draw pictures, and you can do all sorts of things. But it does mean that we're a little bit kind of tight for space and whatever. And you may find that you've sat in a place that you think, I don't like it sat here. I can't see the screen, or I'm not sure that I like the person I'm sat next to now. So at this point, I'm going to ask you to stand. And to greet the people around you, and to wander if you would like to. If there's somebody over there that you've not said hello to yet, or somebody over there, then please do. Greet one another, welcome one another. And then if you want to sit in a different place, you can feel free to do that as well. Three pointers for prayer. Some people say, you know, it's you know, giving out notices at the beginning of the service, you know, it kind of spoils it, and you know, it takes 5 minutes to give out the notices, so we're starting 5 minutes late and all that. No, think of these three things that I'm going to say now as pointers for prayer. Okay? Things that you can be praying about. Number one, there's a slight panic going on over in this corner over here because I thought we were going to have coffee as we arrived. And there was nobody down for it. So we can have coffee as we leave, I guess, at the end of the service, if somebody is willing to go and make... Oh, it's on! Wow! An answer to prayer, you see? Alpha. Alpha is back in full swing now. We've had a couple of weeks now. 2 weeks? Yeah, a couple of weeks. The whole thing about Alpha is that it revolves around sitting down and having a meal together. That's really the draw for me for Alpha, that you can just have a relaxed time where you sit and talk. And it does mean, however, that we need people to make the meals. So, a prayer pointer. Could you be somebody on that rota? You wouldn't have to do it every week. 3 times a year for a couple of dozen people at the most. So if you think that you could do that, then Kathy is your lady and she would love to talk to you. So think about it, pray about it. 3 times a year, it doesn't sound much, does it really? If you could provide one of the meals for our Alpha course. For me, Alpha is just about the best form or the most effective form of evangelism that this church is involved in. We see more people coming through into church membership through Alpha than just about anything else, apart from the toddler groups maybe. They are also our evangelists. So please do think about supporting that work. While I'm talking about prayer, 1st of March, which is this Friday. 1st of March. And it is no longer the Women's World Day of Prayer. It's just the World Day of Prayer. So, men, you are invited too. It's no longer exclusively for women. So please do come along. It sort of goes round the different churches year on year, and this year it's here. at PMC. So please do come and support Friday, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock here for the World Day of Prayer. Please do come and join us. Do you want coffee now? Some do, some don't. So for those that do, we'll have it now. Let's just stop and spend some time in prayer. Let's pray together. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We adore you. Lord, we thank you for the people that are around us today. The people sitting in front of us and behind us, to our left and to our right. Thank you for the fact that we are part of such a wonderful family, the family of God. So we thank you for one another. And we thank you for your presence here amongst us too. Thank you that we can know you as a loving Heavenly Father, good, good Father. That's who you are. And thank you that you're here. And where you are, well, that's heaven. So we pray that we might discover this morning just a little bit of heaven on earth in this place. Lord, forgive us. We ask for your blessing upon us now. Your cleansing, your healing, your restoration. May we know your presence with us in this place this morning. Touch each person's heart and life again. Whatever burdens we are carrying this morning, may we know that you are there to help us. You're there to support us. You're there to share the load. And Lord, we give back to you now, this moment, this time. We give back to you our hearts and our lives. Meet us in this place. As we draw nearer to you, we pray that you would draw nearer to us in this moment. Let your glory fall in this place today, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. We ask all of these things, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in your glorious name. Amen. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at the Lord's Prayer and during the month of February. And we're coming to that last particular phrase. For yours is the kingdom, power, and the glory, now and forever. So our first hymn says, to God be the glory. Thine be the glory. No, that's another hymn. But to God be the glory. So let's, if you want to stand, stand. If you want to stay seated, stay seated. You might not see the screen then, but feel free to worship God as you feel the Spirit is leading this morning. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Focusing on the Lord's Prayer has probably meant that we've had the same reading for the last 4 weeks. So you should know it by now. This is from Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you even ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. When I began this series, I talked about vain repetition and how it's not the idea that you simply repeat this parrot fashion. Somebody said to me afterwards, but, isn't it good when we teach our children parrot fashion, you know, that they learn it? Because we want to be a dementia-friendly church. That's not news to you, come on. And it's amazing because you'll go into an old people's home, whatever, people suffering from dementia, you'll take the service and you think, these people, they are completely out of it, gone. Some have gone to sleep, you know, some are not even listening to what you're saying, whatever. And you come to the point where you say, now let's say the Lord's Prayer, and suddenly through the dementia, because they've got this up here, still there, and you start saying, Our Father, and they'll join in with you. So although I said it's probably not something that you need to parrot or to learn off by heart, learning it off by heart, deep, deep, deep in here, is probably not such a bad thing, is it? It's just that when you learn a particular skill, you need to start with the basics. So the greatest artists, you know, even those that kind of now are into abstract expressionism, they probably learnt how to draw first and learnt that basics before they could go off. And I think the same is true of the Lord's Prayer. Learn it, absolutely. But then don't be afraid to freestyle it, to put it into your own words. Keep it stored up here. Oh, yes. Who knows the day that you're going to need to draw it back out again, you know? Who knows? But it'll be there. But use it as the basis, as the blueprint for your prayer. Don't be afraid to put it into your own words and make it real for yourself. I've got a video clip to show you this morning. This is of two little girls, twins. And they have obviously been taught by their father the Lord's Prayer. I don't know how old they are. Two? Three? I don't know. But he has taught them. And he's proudly now wanting to show through the use of social media how great his daughters are at reciting the Lord's Prayer. Unfortunately for him, as he gets them to start, Mum arrives back from shopping and is knocking at the back door. But here they go. See what you think about this version of the Lord's Prayer.
Can you do something, Daddy? Can you do the Lord's Prayer? Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Wait, wait, wait. Wait, wait, okay. And
Amen. Amen. I don't know. What was that about? There you go. I don't want you to simply repeat the Lord's Prayer in that kind of garbled, blah, 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 but to really understand what we're praying. A few months ago, back September time, we had a visit from Sam and Sarah Hargreaves. And they taught us the Lord's Prayer using actions. I'll go through the actions with you, okay? So, Our Father, Our Father, who art in heaven. Now, heaven, I don't think heaven is necessarily up above the blue sky there, okay? But it's good to remember, you know. Heaven is where God is, and where is God? God's all around us, God's here, so this can be heaven on earth if we make it that way. But there you go. So, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's next? Give us this day our daily bread. So you make a bowl like that. Yeah, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. No, sorry. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Yeah. So you're kind of wiping the slate clean. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's protection. Yeah? For thine is the kingdom and the power, and let your glory fall, the glory, both now and forever. And then the best bit of the prayer is when you say, Amen! And when I do it in assembly, the kids love the bit at the end. But the jump bit is important, I think, actually, because it's sort of saying, now let's put it into action. Jump to it. Let's do it. The prayer is not simply... Yeah. When we had teenage kids, you know, and you'd say to them, tidy your bedroom. Oh yeah. Pick those wet towels off the floor. They're beginning to stink, you know, and whatever. And a week later, nothing's happened. And you find yourself on their bedroom floor putting the Lego away. And you think, what am I doing it for? I wonder if God sort of thinks that about our prayers, you know. Surely I gave those things for you to do, kids. Children. Your kingdom, you're asking me to do it? Why am I sitting on the bedroom floor doing these things when I've asked you to do these things? So the bit at the end where we say, Amen, is where we say, we're going to do this. We're going to make it so. We're going to put it into action. Forgive us as we forgive those. We're going to do something about this. We're going to build your kingdom. We're going to... Anyway, do you want to try it again? Okay, so, all together... Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. Amen! Excellent. The Lord's Prayer breaks down into three sections, basically. The first section, we tell God who he is. That seems a strange thing to do, isn't it? God already knows who he is. That he's our Father. Where he is, well, that's heaven. And that his name is holy. Name is who you are. So he is holiness itself. So we are telling God what he already knows about himself. That's a strange thing to do. So maybe it's not God who needs to know this, but it's me that needs to be reminded all the time of these basic things. That God is a good, good father to me. That he loves me and he cares for me. That he is right and pure and holy and true and all of these things. So we begin by telling God what we think of him. This is what you mean to me. So, on your table, you should have a sheet. And there may be some pencils or pens. Or if you've come prepared, you might have one in your handbag. So, men, you can get your handbags out now. Some people are word people. Some people are picture people. So there's a space there. And for a moment or two, maybe think about what God means to you. Who is he for you? What words would you use to describe who God is? And then you can fill in your top box there and make the Lord's Prayer my Lord's Prayer. Make it personal for you. What does God mean to you? If you are more of a picture person, you can use emojis. If you don't know what an emoji is, find a teenager. Or other pictures that you think that would describe who God is. If you want to duck out of this activity altogether and think, this is stupid, what am I doing this? There's now tea and coffee. And you can wander around. So just a couple of minutes to think about who God is for you and what he means to you and what words you would use to describe him. Okay, so the first part of the Lord's Prayer is adoration. It's about telling God what we think of him, how much we love him, that he is the lover of my soul, whatever other words. I love the Psalms because you can go through and pick out all of those different images about who God is and what he means to us. The second part of the prayer, we begin to ask God for certain things. In the Lord's Prayer, as we've got it there in Matthew's Gospel, there are four things that we ask for. First of all, we ask that God's kingdom would come. So love, peace, justice, joy to flood our world. Wouldn't that be a great place? A world of peace. A world where poverty is no more. All of those things. So we ask God that God's kingdom would come. We ask for the things that we need. Not just bread to eat, but the things that we need. Not necessarily the things that we want. Although I don't think that's necessarily a bad prayer either. Just to share with God the things that are on our heart, our hopes, our dreams, the things that are worrying us and troubling us at that moment. So we ask for daily bread, the things that we need. We ask for forgiveness, knowing, in brackets, that we're only going to get that to the extent that we're willing to give that to other people. So we ask for forgiveness. And then we ask for protection and security to be kept safe from evil around us. And from, yeah, if possible, that we don't make the mistakes that we so often make. So those are the four things that we ask for. And yet, again, I think that this is maybe just the blueprint for our own prayers. What are the things that you want to ask God for? What are the things that are on your heart? It's almost as if I think that Jesus puts dot, dot, dot at certain places during this prayer. So, for example, when we're talking about who God is, then there's a dot, 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 and you can feel free to add who God is for you on into that prayer. And when we're asking for God for these four things, but maybe there are other things that you want to be asking God for as well. So in the second box there, you've got space to maybe fill in some of the things that are on your heart right now. And even if it's not you personally, please, because I realise that I've done something here, and it's intentional, and I know that I've done it, but I've made what is a corporate prayer, that is a plural prayer, our Father, lead us not into, give us our, and I'm making it personal, and I'm making it an I prayer, which, okay, but I know that we're doing that, and I'm just highlighting that for you, because after the service, you're going to come up and say, hey, did you know that you've made that plural prayer? Okay. But maybe you are praying something here for the world, for world peace. Maybe that's something that you want. Or for a particular situation. Maybe you're praying for a resolution to the Brexit crisis. I don't know. What is it that's on your heart today? While you're doing that, there's a separate activity that I want you to do. Can you do two things at once? If you're a man, yeah, somebody's saying that. If you're a man, you know. Multitasking. On your table, you'll find that there are some hearts. Wooden hearts. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm asking you, what's on your heart this morning? What is it that you want to bring to the Lord in prayer? And on that heart, it may need a black pen. A pencil might do it. You may need to experiment. Maybe you just want to put one thing. Peace. Or somebody's name. Or healing. Or whatever it is that you want to put. In your best handwriting, you can write on the heart. And then you come and you put your, not your heart on your sleeve, but you can put the heart into the frame. Okay? And they kind of all pile up. And we've got a... Okay. Tea and coffee still on the go. You've got about 10 minutes to do that. So we get to the third section of the Lord's Prayer, the third part. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. The strange thing about this is it's not biblical. It's not in the Bible. If you've got your NIV in front of you and you look it up, you'll find that it's not there. It's strange. It's it's conspicuous by its absence. Because when you're reading it and you're kind of thinking, you know, I know how this prayer goes. And you're reading it through in Matthew's Gospel and in Luke's Gospel, and it's not there. So why do we say it? Why do we pray it? I say it's not there in the Bible. It is in the King James Version. And the version that I read at the very beginning was the New King James Version. So it was in the King James Version. So when they translated the Bible in 1602, 5, 8, pick a number. When they translated the Bible in 1600-something, they didn't have the most modern, newly found manuscripts to work from. They'd only got the manuscripts that they'd found up till 1600-whatever. Makes sense, doesn't it? So they hadn't really got a full range of all the different manuscripts that are available to us today. So they had to use quite a late manuscript. So imagine, Matthew is sitting down to write his gospel sometime 70, 80 AD, maybe 40, 50 years after Jesus. Come on, Bible scholars. Is that okay? Ish? Yeah, okay. By that stage, the church, the early church, had already sort of grown and was spreading. Peter and Paul had been out on missionary journeys. They'd kind of spread the... And so there were congregations meeting, and they already had their Lord's Prayer that they were saying. Okay. Matthew had his version, probably for the church that was meeting in North Africa, Alexandria, that was kind of, you know, and particularly for Jews that were there. But that's a long way away from Syria and Turkey and Rome and all the churches up there. So they might have got a different version of the Lord's Prayer that they're saying at that. Still with me? Okay. Matthew writes his version, which doesn't include that last section. But when people come to copy his gospel out, because you have to copy it by hand, they're thinking, hey, we know how this prayer right ends. Because we've got our version. And, oh. So some of the later manuscripts, after Matthew, add on the bit that they know. Does that make sense? But if it goes back to the early church, hey, I'm not bothered. I'm still going to pray it, okay? Because the early church, right down the centuries, have prayed it. Even though it's not in the very earliest manuscripts that we've got. Are you okay with that? Okay, that's explained. But we got it. And I love it. You know, it's great. Still, if you go to the Catholic Church, they often don't use it, do they? And you're in the Catholic Church and they're coming to the Lord's Prayer and you kind of poof, because they kind of they stop abruptly and whatever. So the Lord's Prayer. The first bit is adoring, adoration. Second bit, asking. What's this bit? I'd say this is ascribing. This is ascribing to God what is His. Giving back to God the things that are His. For yours is the kingdom. Not mine. Yours. Yours is the power. I haven't got any power. You've got the power. Yours is the glory. It's not my glory. Not to my glory, but to your glory. It's yours. And what I was saying about the dot, 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 dot bit, I wonder what other things that we take away from God that actually belong to Him. For yours is the church. It's not my church. Hallelujah. It's your church. What else do we take away? My possessions. Are they my possessions? No, they're yours. Everything that I have has first come from you. And I give back to you what you first given to me. So, yours are my possessions. They're yours. My life, my heart, my all. What's the end of that song, you know? Love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my soul, my all. It's all yours, God. You know? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The cattle on 1,000 hills. It's all yours. You know, what am I think I'm giving back to you? No, it's yours in the first place. So this is where I come to God and I say, I give back to you, God. I give back to you my heart. I give back to you my life. I give back to you everything. I give back to you my all. For yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. Yours is this life that I'm leading. Yours are the possessions that I've got in my pockets. Yours is everything. It all belongs to you. It's a powerful prayer, isn't it? When you pray it really and think about what you're praying, it becomes so powerful. So you've got just a couple of minutes now. Stewards, have you got baskets? Wave the baskets at me. Our treasurer, Patricia, now is kind of thinking, what's going on? Hey, there you go. Just as we draw to a close today, and you, there's kind of homework for you to do. Because what I want you to do is to take away these sheets and fill them in for yourself. Use them in your prayer life, okay? But we're thinking about giving back to God. So here are the collecting baskets as they come round. as we fill in the last section. And again, Fraser will put some music on or something, just to give you a couple of minutes to fill in and make your commitment. What is it that you're giving to God this morning? Let's just be still for a moment and pray together. Let's pray. Lord, here we are, and here you are with us too. Thank you for the privilege of prayer that we can come to you and share with you what's on our hearts. What a privilege that you, King of the universe, should stoop to me and listen to what's on my mind and the things that disturb me. Thank you. Thank you for your presence right here and right now. Right at our side. And Lord, we give back to you now. We give back to you all that we have. All that we are, because it all belongs to you, Lord. You created us at the very beginning. You made us. And our lives are in your hands. Lord, we commit ourselves again to you and to your service. Take us. Take us and use us now. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and evermore. Amen. There's still a chance to write on your hearts. We're not full up here yet, so there must be some more hearts out there. But we're going to sing our final song. What a privilege it is to carry everything to him in prayer. Do stay around. There's no need to rush off. Stay. There's no more tea and coffee. There's biscuits there. Have we drunk the pot dry, have we? Okay. Do stay around for chat afterwards and fellowship with one another enjoy one another's company. But let's sing together. What a friend we have in Jesus. Share together in the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.